genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is coming up in just a minute. Before we get to the theme, I do have a shout-out. Big shout-out to Art Shin, who's just moved to Ventura County from New Mexico, of all places, and he's a listener to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. So a big shout-out to him. Obviously, Art is a man with great taste coming into the county from another part of the United States. So congratulations to him. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is manifesting values. Each of my guests will describe and explain why and how we exhibit certain values. My first guest is widely recognized as the expert on consumer psychology, especially among tweens, teens, and 20-somethings. We'll explore the values that young people exhibit in the purchases they make. My second guest is an expert in spirituality, integrative medicine, and mind-body connection. She's not some woo-woo practitioner. She holds a doctorate in medical science from Harvard Medical School. We'll discuss burnout and how to recover from it based on her latest book, Fried. My third guest is a senior writer at Entertainment Weekly. She's an expert in the television business in general and youth culture in particular. We'll discuss her latest book titled Why? Because We Still Like You, a behind-the-scenes look about Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse Club. And if you're interested, you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guest, who we're still waiting to call in, is Kit Yarrow. She's the envy of all of her friends. Kit is the consumer research psychologist and professor of both psychology and marketing at Golden Gate University in San Francisco. It's her job to go shopping. Kit's job really is the consumer psychology, does involve field research, but the truth is she spends much of her time at a desk just analyzing research. She's consulted clients including General Electric, Del Monte, Landor, Nokia, and, of course, AAA. Kit has appeared frequently on programs such as Marketplace on American Public Radio, Good Morning America, and she's quoted in publications such as The New York Times, Oprah Magazine, and U.S. News and World Report. Her latest book is titled Gen Buy, How Tweens, Teens, and 20-somethings Are Revolutionizing Retail. And when we get her on the line, we're going to talk about some of her remarkable findings in this book. She is, as I said, the foremost leader in retail psychology, and she's turned all of those skills to how tweens, teens, and 20-somethings actually go out and buy. And one of her main points in the book is this: if men are from Mars and women are from Venus, then Gen Y must be from Mercury. And we'll find out what she means by that and why she says that when we get her on the line. In addition to that, she does some really fun stuff. Early in the book, she's got a quiz to see how much you know about Generation Y. And it starts out with some pretty simple stuff, but then it gets into some more interesting and complex findings. First of all, they ask, you know, do tweens use email? And as many of you know, email is dead as far as Generation Y is concerned. They've moved on to texting, tweeting, and short messaging systems like that. So that was not revolutionary or new. But some of the more interesting stuff that I found in the book, teens, for example, have more discretionary spending power than their parents. And that's interesting because they have money of their own plus whatever the parents give them. But they're not burdened by such things as mortgage, Hospital bills, food and clothing, that kind of stuff. So that does not bother them, and perhaps that's why they have more discretionary income. Also, the U.S. Labor Department estimates that Generation Y will have between 10 and 14 jobs by the time they reach age 38. So if you do the math, figure that somebody goes to college to get one of these jobs and they graduated at age 22, that means if they have 10 to 14 jobs in that time span, they're going to be changing jobs about once every year, year and a half, which has some really interesting implications if you're an employer out there, as many of my listeners are. Also, texting, which is shorthand, that is prevalent, and well, you'd have to ask, is texting ruining communications? You know, like LOL for laugh out loud and so forth. Interesting finding, though, that 18 to 24-year-olds are more likely than adults to think that technology makes people lazy, which is surprising. So the challenge is, when you look at this, you know, what are some of these findings going to imply for retailers down the road? We will see exactly what she means by all of this when we get her on the phone. The young adults today see their generation as unique. And I thought, okay, that's kind of interesting, but doesn't every generation see themselves as unique? I mean, after all, we are the baby boomers. Baby boomers certainly view our generation as unique because it is the largest, wealthiest, best-educated generation in human history. And because baby boomers are the parents of these Gen Y people, are these Gen Y people viewing their generation as unique merely reflecting what their parents think back to them? So that's something we'll explore as well. And then another interesting retail-oriented factoid that she had there, the average teen is expected to spend over $300 on consumer electronics in the next 6 months. Kind of going back to the first point about teens having more discretionary money, when they do have discretionary money, it's pretty clear that they spend their money on technology. But it brings up an interesting point, and that is this, the balance of ecology versus technology. Technology burns out every 12 to 18 months, and so these Gen Y people are going out and replacing their burned out technology. But technology is also hard to dispose of, and it's a threat to the environment. Gen Y is supposed to be very much attuned to the environment, very much socially conscious, and those kinds of things. But by retiring all of this technology at a faster and faster rate, aren't we just adding to landfills, adding to some of the issues of recycling and endangering planet Earth? We'll talk to Kit Yara when we get her on the phone about that as well. Some of the other things that she brings out in her book, that Gen Y really is, in her mind, characterized by four major trends or characteristics. Those are confidence, and they certainly have an abundance of that. Connection, they like to connect with one another, and that's a big duh. You look at Facebook, and you understand that they really like to connect on social media and that kind of stuff. But I'm wondering, I'm going to ask her when we get her on the phone, is this need for connection, is that really just an offshoot of the everybody gets a trophy syndrome that these children grew up with their parents, and everybody participated, everybody get a trophy, nobody's a winner, nobody's a loser, everybody's just a participant. Is all of this connectivity simply a reflection of some of those mores that they were brought up with? One of the third dominant characteristic of Gen Y is choice. They love to have choices. And the fourth characteristic, not surprisingly, is speed. They want everything, they want it now, and if it comes late, then they're very dissatisfied with it. And teens and 20-somethings, they shop differently, too. Something that was very interesting to me is that they adore brands, and that's very important to them. In fact, much more so than their parents. They've done some studies, and they are twice as likely to, tweens are twice as likely to be impressed and want brands than their parents as well. So all of these are some of the facts that she brings out in her book that we will explore with her when we get her on the line. While we're waiting for her, let's go ahead, let's take a break for some commercials, and we'll be back after this short break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. My guest today is Kit Yarrow, who is the author of the book Gen Bi. She's done extensive research on Generation Y, teens, tweens, and 20-somethings to discover their buying habits, but also their overall habits and mores, and that fits right in with today's theme, which is manifesting values. Welcome to the show, Kit. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, good. Glad to have you on the show. So let's start with one of the interesting takeaways that I got from your book is a little quote that you say, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, then Gen Y must be from Mercury. Now, obviously, you're trying to make the point here that there are definite societal shifts contributing to the differences. But what do you actually mean by that, and how did you discover this in your research?
Okay. So, well, first of all, I would just want to make the point that we're all the same. So the men are from Mars, women are from Venus sort of thing. It's like, well, we're all planets. It's just that there's a big difference between the two. And the same is true for Gen Y. So, and I picked Mercury because it's, you know, a hot little planet. And that's kind of like Gen Y. They're, you know, they're just like other people. And I don't want to suggest that, you know, they're completely, you know, new breed. It's just that they're really, in fact, quite different in the way they manifest as consumers and students and people that you're managing. And part of that is that they have a much faster way of going about things. Their bar for stimulation is much higher because of the fact that they've grown up from day one with technology, which is altered in a lot of ways the way that they think.
All right. So they grew up with technology, and so that makes them a little bit more impatient than the rest of them. But let's get to this. In your book, you say that there are two overwhelming forces that drive Gen Y. So what are those two forces, and why does that matter if you're a retailer or even if you're an employer looking to hire some of these folks?
Yeah. Well, the first is technology. And Gen Y became, you know, a generation, so to speak, because from the day everybody in Gen Y from day one was the internet was available. And so this is really unique. And I just can't tell you how profoundly the internet has affected Gen Y and everything from the way that they relate to other people to the way that they think. In really, in every way, they're different because of their exposure to the internet. But the other thing is that, you know, this generation has more confidence, I think, and higher expectations that what they want and what they think is important. And this is largely because our society has been, you know, very youth-centric since the time Gen Yers have been around. Our knowledge about child development has never been higher. And then we had kind of a disastrous self-esteem movement in schools. It's now kind of been deemed a failure, but this is what our older Gen Yers grew up with, was, you know, everybody is special and it's all about you, which, you know, has created confidence. But on the other hand, I think it's also created some of the discord that we see with managers and other people and wondering if Gen Y is maybe a little bit too self-oriented.
We're talking to Kit Yarrow, everybody, author of the book Gen Bi about Generation Y. And I want to continue down this path if I can with you, Kit, because this everybody is special, everybody participates, really to me is symbolized by sports where everybody gets a trophy for participating. There are no winners. There are no losers. Everybody is special. And that's what, as you say, some of the Gen Y group grew up with that dominant philosophy.
Yeah.
Is that also part of the reason that Gen Y is more connected than any other generation? Certainly the technology is there to facilitate that, but is this everybody gets a trophy mentality part of the reason that we see such a boom in social networking and tweeting?
You know, we see that boom occurring in older generations as well. So, you know, I think because the technology is there and because it's wonderful, you know, there's a terrific way to stay in touch with people for long periods of time. So it's kind of that, plus I think Gen Y really did grow up working in teams constantly from day one, which has also been a little bit of a shift in our educational system. And those two things, I think, do influence the, you know, the social media boom. But, you know, our largest growth is really with older people.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe point out, like, one of the differences in the ways that Gen Yers and older people use technology to stay connected, though, is that with older people, they tend to make a face-to-face connection first, and then they kind of orchestrate and facilitate that connection that they've made with somebody else through online technology, Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever their preference, or Twitter. Gen Yers, on the other hand, they actually also form groups through technology. So when they're in high school and college and they're in, you know, these massive social networks already, and I'm not talking about the online kind because they're around so many people, it starts there. But when they get older and they're in the workplace and they're not meeting people face-to-face at the same rate they were when they were in school, they use social media to actually find other people, and that's kind of unique.
That is. We're talking to Kit Yarrow, everybody, author of the book Gen Bi. And in just the few seconds that we have left, I found one of the most provocative conclusions that you draw in your book is the shift from mothers dominating shopping habits to Gen Ys and children really dominating shopping habits. Expand on that, if you could, please.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was a teenager, I remember looking at my mom's dresses and thinking, oh, my gosh, I hope someday I have a pretty dress like that. And today, moms of teenagers are more likely to look at their kid and say, she's got some cute outfits. I think I should dress more like my teenager. So it's really a big shift away from the trendsetters and, you know, the owners even of superior fashion and innovative fashion being in the hands of 30-somethings, which was true in the 70s and 80s, and now it's really shifted towards the trendsetters being much younger. I mean, kids have always influenced fashion, but they haven't always had the financial means to own that or to express themselves, and they have much, much more discretionary income today than kids did in previous generations.
Well, it's a fascinating book. It's titled Gen Bi. The author is Kit Yarrow. It really does talk about the psychology of tweens, teens, and 20-somethings and the impact that that's going to have not only on retail but also on society in general. Now, Kit, if people are interested by what they hear, they want to learn more about it, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, they can get the book on Amazon. It's on there, Gen Bi, G-E-N-B-U-Y. And I tweet on Gen Bi also. And, there you go.
All right.
My website, if people want to see where I'm speaking, is kityarrow.com.
Kityarrow.com. That is great. Kit, thank you so much. Great information. I'm sorry that the interview was so short. We'll have to have you back again in the future. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, love to.
Take care. Bye.